The United Nations says more than 34,000 civilians were killed last year in Iraq. That's almost three times the number the Iraqi government says were killed. Each month, an estimated 100,000 Iraqis are fleeing their violent country, the subject of a U.S. Senate hearing yesterday. NPR congressional correspondent Brian Naylor reports.
Experts say there is a rising tide of refugees fleeing Iraq. People like Sammy, not his real name, who testified before a Senate Judiciary Subcommittee yesterday behind a screen to protect his identity. Sammy was a translator for the U.S. military in Iraq until he heard that his name had been posted on the walls of mosques, labeling him a traitor. And then came the attack.
I was in a car traveling through a Mosul neighborhood when a suicide bomber in a car directly behind me blew himself up. I was hit by shrapnel in the face, bloodied and dazed. I am fortunate to be alive. Following this brush with death, I fled Iraq.
But translators and other Iraqis who have worked for the U.S. are hardly the only ones who have been forced to flee. According to Kenneth Bacon, who heads the group Refugees International, some 1.7 million Iraqis have been displaced from their homes but remain in Iraq. Another 2 million Iraqis have fled the country, settling mainly in the neighboring states of Jordan and Syria.
Syria and Jordan have been very gracious hosts, but the refugee influx is straining their economies. The host countries need help. And increasingly, refugees themselves need direct assistance. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees reports that some Iraqi women are resorting to prostitution to support their families, and child labor is becoming an increasing problem.
The U.S. has taken in relatively few Iraqi refugees, just 466 since 2003, according to Ellen Sowerby, the Assistant Secretary of State who deals with refugee issues. She testified that's because Congress itself tightened entry rules for Iraqis for security reasons. Democratic Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland suggested the State Department provide services at its embassy in Baghdad to help Iraqis who wish to flee to the U.S.
The fact that we only have 400 have been able to make it through our process to be able to come to America, I think speaks volumes as to the need for us to find a policy that will be more accommodating so that we accomplish some of our responsibility here to help those that are in need.
Assistant Secretary of State Sowerby responded that the State Department is trying, but that it's hard.
I have to tell you, it is a very difficult issue to try to figure out how to do this within Iraq, within the green zone, within our embassy. How to do this does not have an easy solution.
The U.S. does have a program to give visas to a small number of translators and others who have helped the U.S., but so far only 50 have been granted. Lawmakers want to increase that number. Democrats also are critical of the administration's $20 million request for Iraqi refugee assistance. Senator Edward Kennedy saying the administration should seek a higher amount when it submits its supplemental budget request next month. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.